a beautiful, lovely woman, and it broke my heart when she married that dirty Jewish thief. You remember that?
No.
She married a dirty Jewish criminal who got in trouble for some huge scam like all the Jews, but he got off. He got off, so. Yeah, since you can predict that.
Anyway, but
it really broke my heart. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, if you ever leave this Jewish thief, if you ever had enough, give me a call. Maybe it's not too late for us.
That's a nice message.
Anyway, Bobby. No, Linda, not all marriages are made in heaven.
Yeah, Bobby, who do you hold responsible, besides, let's say, Ellsworth, Meekins, and let's say the USA?
The list is very, very long. World Jewry, the Jewish world government, of course, is behind all of this. They're above the U.S. government. The U.S. government is just a facade, you know. And of course, the press, everyone is working to cover this up. Even my two ex-lawyers, Schroeder and Beshane, in my opinion, they were in on the planning. America is totally under control of the Jews. You know, I mean, look what they're doing now in Yugoslavia. Just butchery, you know, disgusting. And you can see who are the top people there. Clinton, maybe he's not a Jew, maybe he is, but Albright is a Jew for sure. And William Cohen is also a Jew for sure. So the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense are dirty Jews. And this guy, Wesley Clark, by the way, he may not be a Jew, but he's just a goddamn errand boy for, who was that guy, that special guy who kept going over to Yugoslavia all the time? Holbrooke, you know? He's just an agent for that guy.
Uh-huh.
And Holbrooke is a dirty Jew, you know? So the Jews are in total control of this bombing thing of Yugoslavia. This is really criminal. I'm disappointed with the Russians that they're not giving the Yugoslavs good enough weapons to defend themselves and also hit back. I'd like to see Yugoslavia hit back at NATO countries. I'd like to see them get some good missiles even to hit the White House.
Bobby, here is Bob again.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, I mentioned earlier that we also have with us our fiscal Joe Basco here. And I would like to give the telephone to him, so maybe he can ask some questions to you and see what you can do. Here's Fiscal.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Fiscal. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm good, you know.
I think you are
considering the Jews have robbed what took me decades to put together, you know.
You are in Hungary, Budapest, Hungary. Is that correct?
I'm in Budapest right now, yeah.
You're in Budapest.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask some questions to you.
Yeah.
If it be all right.
Sure.
The status of the indictment against you for alleged violation of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
Well, that's still standing. As soon as I get off the plane to the U.S., they're going to put the handcuffs on me, take me away to a jail cell from which there's a good chance I'll never get out of.
You are presumed innocent until proven guilty. That is the presumption.
Yeah.
So why don't you face it?
Because the U.S. is completely controlled by dirty Jews, you know. I don't have any confidence at all in the U.S. Justice system.
Bobby, you're an American, no?
Yeah.
So, being an American,
Puts
you up to love America.
Yeah.
You see, that's why I'm surprised with your goosey feet.
I've had a lot of experiences in the U.S. of injustices. I was tortured for 2 days in a Pasadena jailhouse. Mm-hmm. They have violated all my intellectual property rights. I sued Time Incorporated years ago, had an overwhelming case, all the documents you can imagine. I got laughed out of court after a year and a half. Fiscal, these cases are not decided in court. They're decided by the press.
Ready?
They're the ones who condition everything and prepare the public to accept the verdict, which is arranged in advance, you know? And the press is 100% is controlled by the Jews, and is 100% against me, you know? So
when we had our previous interview, I said to you that America should value you because you are a valuable person. I'm surprised why maybe America will not be against you.
Well, we have to differentiate between, you know, the ordinary American people and the people who control the ruling circles in America, who are all Jewish. I know I have plenty of Christian non-Jewish fans in America. I know that. Not a lot of Muslim fans in America, but the dirty Jews, you know. But that's another thing, Fisco. People don't understand about the Jews. People think there's just, you know, 5 or 6 million Jews or whatever in America. This is nonsense. There are tens of millions of Jews in America. There's at least 25, 30 million Jews in America.
Are you making me understand, Bobby, that the Jews are somewhat holding the neck of the American government?
Absolutely. Well, look at the administration. Look at all Secretary of Defense, Cohen. Secretary of State Albright, Secretary of the Treasury Robert Rubin. He just resigned, but this other guy who took over, this fat guy, I think is Summers, is also a goddamn Jew, I'm sure. They got every position there. The spokesman for the State Department, you know, another Jew by the name of Rubin. Jews everywhere. It's a nightmare in the United States.
Another thing, Bobby.
Yeah.
I know you're a very intelligent person. You are a tennis player. To me, I consider you, you know, I play chess also. And
yeah.
I've been reading some of your chess games. I've been analyzing some of your chess games with Wyszynski, with the best of the world. And there was even a quotation that you are the greatest player that ever lived. I agree with that. But that same said, America shouldn't be burned by the Jews. It shouldn't be,
but it is. A lot of things in this world shouldn't be, but it is.
The Jews are, I'm surprised by their control.
Well, you can see, just study my case. Look at just one crime after another against me. Well, I've never got any justice in court. I was tortured for 2 days in the Pasadena jailhouse. The list goes on and on and on and on. You know, it's just searching for Bobby Fischer, the movie. I get nothing for that. I get nothing for my 60 memorable games from any edition anymore. I get there's an illegal CD-ROM, Bobby Fischer Teach Chess. I get nothing for that. My chess clock. They're selling clocks that use my patented timing system, and they're selling them in the United States where I have a U.S. patent protecting my system. But they're selling clocks using my system in the United States. And now they robbed all my stuff in the stores there in Beacon, which is just an absolute fortune. And not just the fortune, but the work I put into this, you know. And this is history and everything. They want to destroy my legacy. The hatred the Jews have toward me just won't quit. I mean, these people are sick. They're depraved. The hatred they have just won't quit. They want to put me in prison for 10 years. For what? For playing chess. I mean, totally absurd. Can you imagine me in jail talking to some multiple killer? And I ask him, what are you in here for? He says, oh, you know, I killed this guy and that guy. I'm a serial killer. I said, what are you in here for? Oh, I played chess in Yugoslavia about 7 or 8 years ago.
This is a
rotten country.
Bobby.
Now you can see, every time this bitch, Madeleine Albright, she's Jewish, and she knows she's Jewish. She's been Jewish all her life. She was born a Jewess and she'll die a Jewess. She's filth. Every time this woman talks, she's screaming for blood.
This woman
is a gnome. She is grotesque. My dream is to see this filthy bitch hung by her toes, you know?
Let me go back to that lost person. personal properties and memorabilia. No? According to my information, it was sold because you didn't pay a tax. You have a tax debt with the American government. Is that correct?
Well, the Jews are putting out different stories. This is the very latest story they put out in New in Chess. They're saying, I didn't pay a $480 tax debt because they saw, world jewelry saw that the original story they put out, that I didn't pay Beacons a few hundred dollars, didn't wash, especially because I have the checks I sent Ellsworth. Now, I even sent him the last check for $5,000 to pay my bills there by certified mail, see? So they know this story is not washing, that they confiscated all my stuff at Beacon because I owed them a few hundred dollars. So now they're coming up with a cockamamie tax debt story in New in Chess. And New in Chess is a semi-official publication of World Jewry. So if they say that in New in Chess, you can be sure the dirty Jews told them to say it. But of course, this is very absurd. How are they going to grab stuff worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars for a $480 tax debt, you know?
You said you sent some money to a certain Ellsworth.
Yeah, yeah, Eugene gave you all the file, right? You saw the checks I've been sending every year, no?
But are you sure that Ellsworth paid it to the U.S. government? Are you sure of that?
No. These checks were not to the U.S. government. These checks were for my bills in the States. I have some property in Florida. I have some property. I had stuff in storage in New York City, and I had this stuff in storage in Pasadena, which has all been robbed. See? So I was sending him $5,000 a year to pay these bills, and I sent him, you can see, I sent the last 5 years, I sent him the money. 1 year I only sent him $3,000, that was 4 years ago, because I think I saw him, and maybe I gave him some money personally also. But the last 3 years I sent him $5,000. $5,000. And all my bills, which here was the bills he was paying. He was paying my bills at the Pasadena Post Office. I had two P.O. boxes there. He was paying my bills for the in New York storage house there I had called Morgan and Brother storage house. And then he was paying it in Beacons in Pasadena. And plus he was paying my property tax in Florida. I mean, he was supposed to be paying all this. But in any event, he was paying my storage in Pasadena every year. Otherwise, they would have stolen my stuff a long time ago. And even in 1998, I sent him the check of $5,000. I sent it in by certified mail. I have the receipt for the certified mail. Actually, I sent it by registered mail. And he got the check. He told me he got the check. I talked to him several times. He told me he paid it, but he didn't pay it. And not only that, he's going to my P.O. box all the time, picking up my mail. Beacons is sending him the notification that they're going to auction off my stuff. He's hiding this from me. Obviously, he's in collusion with Beacons so that they can have a pretext to rob my belongings. Obviously, a criminal conspiracy between Bob Ellsworth and Beacons. You don't have to be a Sherlock Holmes to figure this out.
Excuse me, Bobby. In the auction sale, were you not notified in advance? Your lawyer?
Bob Ellsworth is picking up my mail. They're notifying Bob Ellsworth, but Ellsworth, working for Beacons, is not telling me. You understand?
Yeah, I got it.
That's the game, you know?
Do you have any lawyer in the stage when the auction sale was done? Do you have any lawyer there?
Well, look, I don't know anything, Fisk. All I know is what a few people tell me. There's almost nothing in the press about this, just that there was one auction of a tiny part of my stuff on file and a dryer and file company. And I called up the Beacons and they wouldn't give me any information at all. I talked to that filthy cunt, Linda Carter, and I talked to some other drugs over at A American, which is a dummy corporation inside of Beacons that Beacons set up for the sole purpose of robbing my belongings. They wouldn't give me any information at all. And I sent a fax to Beacons here several months ago. They never responded. No, I don't have any lawyer at the moment because as soon as this happened, my two lawyers showed up for Shea and told me it's all perfectly legal. I have nothing to complain about. I just chose the wrong person to pay my bills, you know? In my opinion, these two motherfuckers, Joseph Cho Jr. and Charles Bishane Jr. are in on this robbery. They were in on the planning of this robbery. Because when I talked to them about this, when I first found out about this robbery and my stuff, they were not at all surprised.
It's just too bad.
They knew about it in advance, in my opinion. And both of them are very close to the U.S. government. Charles Bishane Jr. is a former congressman, and he's on the payroll of the U.S. government. He gets a sizable pension from the U.S. government as an ex-congressman every month. And the other bastard, Joseph Cho Jr., is also very close to the government. He was one of the lawyers defending Ali North, and he has done a lot of other work for the government, for the agricultural department, and so on.
Okay,
so their bread is buttered, and I was a fool ever to trust either of them, but I'm a kind of a trusting person. But there's no question in my mind, these two sons of bitches, Joseph Cho Jr., and Charles Bishane Jr. Are in on this robbery.
Okay,
but I mean,
may I interrupt you for a while?
But you have to be really anti-Jewish, you know.
May I interrupt you for a while? Now, I'm going back to that criminal indictment for the violation of the International Emergency Powers Act. What did you do with that? What's that anything?
Well, nothing. It's been standing there for, this was 1992, December 15, 1992. There's nothing to do.
You cannot keep it that way. It is pending there.
What do you want me to do? You want me to put my head into the noose?
No,
put my head into the Jewish lion's mouth and hope for their mercy?
Something must be done.
Yeah, well, what I'm hoping is that there'll be a revolution in the U.S. and the Jewish government, the United States government will be overthrown. And I'm sure once the federal government breaks down, these white militia people all over the country in Texas and Montana and Wyoming will make a short shrift of the cowardly Jews, you know.
Okay, I'm keeping you down, but
back into the people's hands, you know. You just have a vicious Jewish dictatorship. You know, the people in Serbia and Yugoslavia, I told them when I was there, the U.S. is not your friend. It's controlled by the Jews. They wouldn't listen to me. They said, no, we fought, you know, we helped the U.S. to win World War II. We had all this guerrilla warfare against the occupying German force in Yugoslavia. I said, look, you were on the wrong side. America's not your friend. They said, no, America's our friend.
Of course, you can't wait to somebody in Yugoslavia.
They're going to listen. A little late, but now I think they're waking up. They realize the West, and especially the United States, England, is not their friend at all.
Bobby,
it was never
Bobby,
their friend.
Bobby, you know what is happening now in Yugoslavia?
The
NATO powers, and how many countries? About more than 30 countries.
I think 19, I don't know, about 19.
19, yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you.
Bombing hospitals and TV stations and prisons, I mean, it's inhuman.
Okay, Bob, this is Pablo again. And, so you had lawyers back in the States who were supposed to help you then, right?
Right.
You know what they did, so... Don't you plan to...
They're on the other side. It turned out they were on the other side. You know?
That's right. Now, don't you think you should try to get some other lawyer now?
Yeah, I would like, if there's a genuinely anti-Jewish attorney in the States, I don't know, openly anti-Jewish, somebody who openly said the Holocaust never happened, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion are true, the Jews murdered children and grown-ups for their blood, the Jews are in a conspiracy to take over the world, the Jews are... filthy criminals. If there is such an attorney, why don't get in touch with me? Maybe we can work something out, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. But that would be hard to find.
Very hard to find. America is a very Judaized country, you know.
Yes. So, what if you don't ever find one? Would you just let it go like that and keep on hitting them through the internet or what?
Well, I mean, even if I found such a lawyer, I don't expect him to get any justice for me, but he could just kind of help me one way or another to spread my views and you know, with some whatever remaining tiny business I may have to deal with the U.S., you know. But I don't expect even such a good lawyer, if he exists in the States, he couldn't do anything. I mean, what can you do? The courts, the police, the judges, the government is all in the hands of the Jews.